The Vice Chancellor of the Sunyani Technical University, Professor Kwejo Dinkra Apia, has appealed to government to lift the net freeze on employment to enable the university make appointments to fill vacancies occasioned by deaths, retirements, and resignations in the faculties. The request, he explained, is critical as the institution could not obtain clearance to replace a single faculty member for the 2015-2016 academic year. Professor Dinkra Apia was speaking at the first congregation of the Sunyani Technical University at its campus in Sunyani in the Bonafu region. Correspondent John Samatha has more.
The Sunyani Polytechnic was one of the polytechnics upgraded into technical universities. Its latest congregation, the first under its new upgraded status, saw a total of 1,684 students who studied different programs in the 2015-2016 academic year graduating. Their areas of study included Bachelor of Technology in Building Technology and Computerized Accounting, as well as HNDs in Engineering, Business and Management Studies, as well as Applied Science and Technology. Addressing the gathering, the Vice Chancellor of STU, Professor Dinkra Apia, outlined various activities aimed at making the new technical university effective and better able to assist the new government roll out its one district, one factory policy. These include upgrading of its current teaching staff, retooling of workshops and laboratories, introduction of new four-year Bachelor of Technology programs, establishment of a second cycle level technical institute to feed it with technical students, as well as acquisition of land at Amesu and Dianquan for the establishment of satellite campuses for a faculty of agriculture and others. But all this is threatened by some challenges the Vice Chancellor outlined. Tall among them is land litigation, with Professor Dinkra Apia appealing for help from Nananom, as the technical university has been dragged to court with some families claiming portions of the school's lands. Other challenges he mentioned are difficulty in replacing departing lecturers, payment of outstanding loans used for infrastructural and other development projects, and poor condition of existing student accommodation. In a speech read for him, the Minister of Education, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Pempe, expressed continuous support for the newly upgraded technical universities. He also said his ministry is working hard to get the WA and Bolgatanga Polytechnics upgraded into technical universities. The ceremony also saw seven individuals said to have played roles in getting the STU to its current status, getting rewarded with buildings and streets on the campus named after them. Among them are a former Minister of Education, Christopher Ameyao Ekumfi, the first and longest serving rector of the then Sunyani Polytechnic, Professor Kwesi Insiajaba, and the Omanhene of Sunyani, Nana Aso Busuma Inkriri. For Radio Ghana, John Samatha in Sunyani.